And one other brief campaign note, a controversial supporter of Senator McCain's issued an apology today. It came from John Hagee, an evangelical pastor. McCain sought his endorsement earlier this year, despite Hagee's habit of making comments that many find offensive. One of Hagee's targets has been the Catholic Church. But now the pastor has sent a letter to the head of the Catholic League, William Donahue, expressing, quote, deep regret for any comments that Catholics have found hurtful. Donahue quickly issued a statement accepting the apology, and he wrote, this case is closed. Senator McCain was asked about the exchange today. He called Hagee's letter helpful.
The clashes Tom just spoke of were triggered in March. That's when Iraqi government forces, backed by the U.S. military, launched an attack against Shiite militants loyal to the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Regional experts argue that this is a power struggle between rival Shiite factions. The prize is control of southern Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
A new video has recently been making the rounds on Iraqi cell phones and computers. For 8 shaky, violent minutes, it offers a disturbing glimpse of the fratricidal conflict that's been raging in Iraq's Shiite heartland. In the video, scores of Iraqi soldiers in armored Humvees enter a burning compound that's believed to be the office of Muqtada Sadr's movement in the southern town of Nasiriyah. Iraqi troops drag out several young men, kicking and beating them with rifles. Their victims lie in the dirt, begging for their lives. After several bursts of gunfire, the shaky camera pans across the bodies of at least 8 young men. Muqtada Sadr's spokesman, Salah al-Obaidi, says this is evidence that rival Shiites in the Iraqi government have launched a campaign using the Iraqi army to weaken the Sadrists and their Mahdi army militia ahead of provincial elections, which are expected to take place in October.
We think that this is a campaign of fighting against the Sadrists, and the Shiite parties in the government see the Sadrists as their strongest competitors.
Sadr's main Shiite rivals are Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and the cleric and politician Abdulaziz al-Hakim. Like Sadr, Hakim has long had his own militia called the Badr Brigade. Over the past 5 years, thousands of Badr fighters have been recruited into the Iraqi army. Former Badr commander and parliament member Hadi al-Amiri rejects accusations that the government is targeting Sadr.
This is not a political dispute. This is not a Shiite-Shiite conflict. This is a conflict between the state and a group of outlaws.
Amiri accuses Muqtada Sadr's gunmen of killing large numbers of Iraqis across the south of the country.
It's two militias fighting each other, one inside the government, one outside the government.
Mahmoud Othman is a Kurd and an independent member of the Iraqi parliament. He says this Shiite conflict stems from a long-running rivalry between two families of Shiite clerics, the Sadrs and the Hakims.
These two families, they have been in conflict since decades, you know. It's not a new one.
Since the Iraqi government launched the offensive against Sadr's followers last March, the U.S. military has increasingly been drawn into the battle. American forces have been clashing day and night with elements of Sadr's militia in the slum in eastern Baghdad known as Sadr City. Colonel Don Bacon is a spokesman for the U.S. military.
Do you see this as a Shiite power struggle that the U.S. is caught in the middle of?
I see this as a rule of law problem primarily. There should be one government, one army, one security forces, and those who are firing rockets and mortars and RPGs are breaking the law, and they're making life more dangerous for the Iraqis. I see it that way.
In Sadr City, a 27-year-old Shiite named Ali Muhammad cowers on a rooftop with his cousin as bullets whiz overhead. I hope the government operation succeeds in disarming this militia, Muhammad says, adding, I want peace and stability and no more armed men roaming the streets. But like the rest of Iraq's Shiite community, the population in Sadr City seems to be split over the conflict. On Saturday, hundreds of residents lined the streets of Sadr City for the funeral of three pro-Sadr Shiite fighters who were killed in battle the previous day. Mourners cursed Prime Minister Maliki and Abdulaziz al-Hakim, calling them dogs and accusing them of being agents of Iran. As this conflict grinds on, the Sadrists and the Shiite parties in the government have accused each other of being puppets of their Iranian neighbor. Kurdish lawmaker Mahmoud Othman sees history repeating itself in this Shiite conflict.
The same with the Kurds. It happened. Kurds were fighting for power.
After Saddam Hussein withdrew his forces from northern Iraq in the 1990s, rival Kurdish factions battled for control of the region, leaving thousands dead. Othman worries that if the current conflict escalates, Iraq's Shia will lose a golden opportunity.
This is the first time in 500 years in Iraq, Shiites gain power. First time, 500 years. That is a golden opportunity. They should stick to it, these people. But these fightings will endanger that.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.